1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 4.
Today on the Covenant Eyes podcast, Luke will be interviewing Chris and Cindy Beal. Back in 2002, while working as a worship leader at a church, Chris confessed to committing adultery and to a deeply rooted pornography addiction. After 7 years of healing and forgiveness, Chris and Cindy will talk about how God has used their story for good, to bring hope and healing to others. You won't want to miss the story of redemption on the Covenant Eyes podcast.
Let's finish this up with some happy news, I guess, because I really want to let people know that things are great between you two, and that after years of working through things, that you guys are not only still married, but you are helping other couples who are going through similar issues, and that this is just like your book, Cindy, says, that this is a redemption story. God has really redeemed this situation, and what the enemy has meant for evil, God has turned around and made for good. And so I want to talk about that now. Just as a note here, you guys, the one of the women that you had an affair with, there was the child that was born.
Right.
You still have a relationship with them, with that child, don't you?
Yes. When I tell the story, most people just have such a hard time believing it. But in the early days, we knew we were going to support them, support my son. And man, God, first of all, my son. Mom thinks Cindy hung the moon, and I believe with everything in me that when she meets Christ, it's going to be with my wife, because they talk all the time. Our relationship with Jack is unbelievable. We're a few states apart, so we don't get to spend as much time with them as we'd like, but usually in the summertime we get them for a couple months, and during the holidays, and we're getting ready to take all the boys to Disney World, and even with our sons that live with us, Noah and Seth, you know, they know that Jack's their brother, and my oldest, who's 10 now, knows why and how Jack is his brother. And so you know, those conversations absolutely break my heart. He knows the truth at an age-appropriate level, and he is able to see his dad, not necessarily be perfect, but not let his mistakes get hidden or glossed over. Mm. And so I believe that I believe in honesty, and I believe that God is going to honor, when the boys are at the right age, knowing, you know, how this came to be, and those boys love each other, and when we get to be together, it's incredible. And when we go see Jack in Tennessee, man, we hang out with his mom and his grandma, and we're tight. And I, you know, obviously I never travel alone. I don't do anything stupid. But as you know, with Cindy and us and the whole family, we really like them. We really enjoy spending time with them, and it is an unbelievable. I don't at times believe how that whole thing has worked out.
I'm sure.
Myself, but it's a gift from God. Nothing less than just a gift from God.
Wow. Wow. I was
a
little shocked to read that in Cindy's book, reading this.
Most people are.
Well, and I sort of even debated bringing it up because it's one of these things that the last thing I want to do is to paint your story as somehow the paradigm of the way it always should work out when
Absolutely.
These sort of situations come up. And that's the last thing I want to do because I think that everyone's story is different and there are always extenuating circumstances.
I don't think that, and I totally agree with what you're saying. It can almost feel too utopian to be practical to the masses. You know, it's a little unbelievable, but it is not without its share of challenge. You know, I mean, one of the things that I wrestle with is, you know, why it's not fair to Jack that he doesn't get what my other two boys get in terms of the amount of time with me. And it's not, you know, he didn't do anything to deserve the situation within which he was born, but I don't necessarily have to just throw in the towel. When we were there not too long ago, and we went to watch Jack's basketball practice at a school, and the coach didn't show up. Mm. And I'm telling you, man, that was God's gift to me because I got out on the hardwood, and I coached their basketball practice. And, again, I'm getting a little emotional, but that's what my other two boys here get that Jack doesn't get. Mm. And Jack, in that moment, got to be coached by his dad. Mm. And so God can do far beyond what we think he can do. It doesn't mean that today, 7 years later, and things are so incredible that it wasn't bought with an extreme amount of pain. Mm. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I think great victories are brought through pain. And so we definitely had to walk through that. But I give God the credit because he gives us the opportunities to have what seem unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But I believe that is the nature of our Father. And that if we will allow him to work in those situations and allow him to do what seems unbelievable, he may.
I imagine that despite the good relationship you have with Jack, with his mother, that mm-hmm. there are probably still boundaries that are there in terms of, obviously, as the trust had to build, there had to be some sort of boundaries in place of what was acceptable and not acceptable in terms of your relationship with his mother and those sort of things. I mean,
right.
I'm assuming those things are still in place, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I never travel alone. Cindy honestly talks to her probably three times as much as I do. and that's not out of, you know, she'll normally when I talk to Jack on the phone, I'll call her phone and so, but I'm in the house by Cindy because when we call, Jack wants to talk to everybody, not just me. And so we exercise a lot of wisdom, and there's still a lot of accountability that I have related to the way that we interact together. Mm-hmm. And so we still exercise wisdom and caution. And in the context of that, God's just done some really, really cool things.
She is an amazing woman because the moment she met me, she apologized. You know, she apologized to me. And so I totally received it. And from that point on, we knew there was a little boy at stake, and we worked for that little boy. And the great thing about it is that God has just rewarded us all. And she is a very caring individual. In fact, one of the things that hurt me, that Chris told me before we met her, which was like a year after his confession, he told me, he said, I know this is going to hurt you, but I need you to hear this. He said, you're going to like her. I thought, you've got to be kidding me that you just told me I'm going to like your ex-mistress. Are you kidding me? And but he was right. She is a friend I would have chosen, and now we're in, and we do life together. You know, we don't talk all the time every day, but we have someone in common that we both love. And obviously she loves him more because he's her own flesh and blood, but I do love that little boy. And and it's God is developing such a love for him inside of me. And it's, but you know, it's 7 years later too. And so all that to say, she has been really respectful through all of this. She doesn't, in fact, she'll come to me sometimes before she even goes to Chris. She just respects me. And I think it's because we've worked through it all and we've been open about it. And I had her read the chapter on anything in my book that had to do with her and Jack. I had her read it and said, how do you feel about this? Because she is a person and I care about her. Mm-hmm. So, anyway,
well,
I know
great.
That sounds weird that I've come into her defense, but she's, you know, she's awesome.
I really do believe it's a testimony to God's grace. And I probably a lot of people that just can't even wrap their minds around it or don't even know how to think about it. But at the same time, there are many redeeming works of God that people simply can't wrap their mind around. I think the chief example of that's just the cross of Jesus itself, that it's something we can't fathom and can't understand.
We believe that we are called to steward the story, to steward what God has done in us for the benefit of his kingdom. I don't believe that it's just for us, that our experiences, our struggles and our victories should be leveraged for the biggest kingdom return. And so we are passionate about using what we've experienced and what we've gone through to help as many people as possible. So we started a ministry called Mosaic Marriage, and the idea that broken things really can be beautiful. And the kind of our passion is this. We really feel like there's a lot of ministries out there that are doing an incredible job with long-term counseling, providing conference centers and conferences to go to about dealing with issues like this. And what we feel called to is we feel called to the first response. When somebody finds themselves in a place where they've just confessed a sin or they've been caught or a wife just finds out about an affair, we feel passionate about creating a network of couples all over the country who we can, through our ministry, pay for people's airfare, babysitter, food, and get them into a home somewhere within the United States for now, where for the first 3 or 4 days, they can walk through the devastation they're experiencing with someone who's walked through it before them, and they get the opportunity to see that there's hope. Now, beyond that, there's obviously going to be counseling and the local church's involvement, but we've just found through the interactions we've had online with people through Cindy's website that there are so many people who don't have a support system. They absolutely have no idea where to go. And so that's what we're working on. We're on step 2 of 1,000 steps at getting it started, but we've made some great connections with couples who have a passion for this in various states all over the nation. And so we're just beginning that, and we're going to be getting ready to create our website where there's going to be some more resources and even some stories of ongoing success as you can track couples walking through the various aspects of healing and just go and be inspired by what God is doing in the brokenness and how he's using it for his glory.
You've been listening to the Covenant Eyes podcast with your host, Luke Gilkerson. This has been the 5th and final part of our interview with Chris and Cindy Beal. Read more about their story in Cindy's free ebook at cindybeal.com. That's CindyBeal.com. To hear more podcasts, visit covenanteyes.com/blog. That's covenanteyes.com/blog.